A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. I hope that you are having a great day. Today, I want to talk about 47 and his bid to get rid of Lisa Cook in his attempt to get the Fed to cut rates, interest rates, so that his big, beautiful bill makes better sense and to also make his billionaires happy. And she, along with the rest of the Federal Reserve, are refusing to do that because it would make no sense for the vast majority of Americans and for our country. And so as 47 tends to do, he has decided that he's just going to fire her. And unfortunately, he does not realize this is not an episode of The Apprentice where he gets to just fire people arbitrarily. There are rules in place, and the Federal Reserve is an independent institution that is put in place to keep the wheels of power from crushing America and its economy. Thus and so, he's had lots of drama, I would say, conflict. He has conflict with everybody, but especially with the Federal Reserve, because they just will not do his bidding because they don't have to do his bidding. And he is not over the Federal Reserve, which is why he cannot legally fire Lisa Cook. He can call for her firing all he wants, which is, you know, he's trying to put public pressure on somebody on the inside of that institution to fire her, but it has not happened and it will not. So what you need to know is that a lot of things that 47 has been doing is a lot of the things that 47 has been doing are illegal things. A lot of the stuff that he shouts out that he's going to do, he cannot legally do it. This is why you have so many lawsuits, right? He does it anyway. People let him do it anyway. Congress allows him to do whatever he wants to do, even though it is illegal. I mean, accepting a plane from Saudi Arabia, I'm sorry, the United Arab Emirates, is illegal. A president cannot do that. Thus and so, he has done it, and there will be repercussions down the line, i.e. Lawsuits. And of course, history will show what he has done and been allowed to do while breaking the law in office. And so I say this to say what you need to know is if we better have a better understanding of our three branches of government, if we have a better understanding of the institutions that are in place to serve as the checks and balances of the government to keep the power in check. The press is one of those entities. I see a lot of demonization of the press. The press is not perfect. Media is imperfect. That's why Tony and Chris have this show. You know, there are lots of challenges, especially as it relates to representation and resources and the business model and who it favors and all the things. We know this. However, we do need the press in order to keep reporting on what is happening. So there is documentation, right? Because I need you to know that too. Newspaper articles, online or tweets or whatever, all of that is what we call intellectual property that will one day rest somewhere, maybe in an archive, it may be online, it may be readily available to you in some way, shape, or form. But that is how we are able to be accurate in history, because we have actual reports that we can read and we have articles that we can read. So the press is actually, you know, known as the fourth branch, right? That is supposed to keep the United States government in check and the Supreme Court in check. And all of the other branches, there's only three executive, legislative branches and judicial branches in check. So I need you to know that just because someone says it doesn't make it so. And just because 47 shouts it and keeps going off on Truth Social and all the other things doesn't mean that what he's doing can be done or is even legal. So we have to know how our systems work and how our institutions undergird our system of democracy. Thus, this is why we are heading, you know, head first. This is my theory, my belief anyway, that we're heading straight into fascism so quickly, because people don't even understand the powers that they have. We the people starts the preamble of the Constitution. We the people, that is us. So all of these jokers work on behalf of us, and they can't just go around doing what they want to do. So he has put Lisa Cook in his crosshairs. Lisa Cook is a dynamic woman, person, who is also a Black woman who went to Spelman. I don't think he knows what he's doing or getting into, because black women from Spelman are not to be played with. So I hope he's up for it. I don't know if he knows. He might want to go ahead and just back down before he gets put down. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. And she is actually suing him for, you know, a litany of things. But that's not unusual, because 47 is always sued because he's always doing things illegally. And you elected him anyway. All right. So with that in mind, please, please, please tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris. And tune in and hear me as well next week. I wish you a wonderful day. Remember to stay informed, stay safe, and stay Black.
A Black Executive Perspective.